This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's recitation begins in Surah Al-Furqan, which we already covered in yesterday's discussion. And then the remaining verses of tonight's recitation will include Surah Ash-Shu'ara and part of Surah An-Naml. Now, all of these are Makkah surahs. They were all revealed in Makkah. And Surah Ash-Shu'ara and Surah An-Naml focus on the stories of the prophets. Now, what's interesting about Surah Ash-Shu'ara is that the stories mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara are the same as those mentioned in previous surahs like Al-Hud and Al-An'am. But the difference is that in this surah, they are mentioned in a much more poetic manner. And the name of the surah is Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the chapter of the poets. And the surah ends criticizing those poets who were preaching against Islam. Yet the whole surah itself is done in a poetry style. So if you want to look at the different versions or the different narrations of the stories of the prophets in the Quran, you will find that this is the one that is the most rhythmic. It has the most rhythm to it. That every line rhymes with the next line in a very powerful manner. So this surah starts off with the story of Musa alayhi salam, and then the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then all of the perished nations with Nuh alayhi salam, then Hud, Salih, Lut, and Shu'aib alayhi salam. And all of these stories end with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to two of his names. Wa inna rabbaka lahuwal azizur rahim. That your Lord is Al-Aziz and Al-Rahim. Now the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran are almost always mentioned in pairs, with the exception of the names Allah and Ar-Rahman, which are used independently as names of Allah. Every other name is mentioned in pairs. And the name Ar-Rahim normally appears in two pairs, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim and Al-Ghafur Ar-Rahim. But here it appears in the pair Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. Why? Aziz means the most powerful, the mighty, and Ar-Rahim means the most merciful. And in each of these stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses how he destroyed a nation of the past and then says, because he is most mighty, most merciful. So what's going on here? What is the destruction of the nation have to do with Allah being most merciful? Well, the ulama say, when you look carefully at the stories, you know, most of the time when we look at these stories, we only look at it from the perspective of the disbelievers being destroyed. But it's actually two sides to each of these stories. In each of these stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is destroying the enemies of Islam and saving the prophets and their followers. So Allah's izzah, His strength, His might is being displayed in how He destroyed the enemies of Islam, but His rahmah is being displayed in how He saves the prophets and how He saves the followers of the prophets. And so each of these stories is actually a balance in showing Allah's might and power and Allah's rahmah. And so these two names are mentioned throughout the surah, repeated after every story. The other surah that we will recite towards the end tonight is Surah An-Naml. And this is the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam that many of us are familiar with. It's called the chapter of the ant, named after the ant that Sulaiman alayhi salam heard speak. So one of the miracles of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to understand the languages of animals. All animals have their own forms of communication. We don't understand it. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given the ability to understand the languages. And there are two examples of this in the surah. First, with the ant, where he heard an ant telling the other ants to go back into their hole so that they don't get trampled by the army. And then with the bird, where a bird came and told him about people in a distant land who were worshipping the sun. So what's the lesson that we take from the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam? The lesson, the main lesson that's repeated every time that the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam comes around is the importance of shukr, the importance of being grateful. And you see throughout the surah as well, that whenever something amazing happens to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, he thanks Allah, he says, should I not show gratitude to Allah, he praises Allah. And the lesson here is, you see, most of the other stories of the prophets that we've done, they generally are stories of people who are oppressed, and they have to have sabr, and they have to overcome the oppression. Right, like in the story of Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam is a very different story. This is a prophet who's never been oppressed. This is a prophet who goes through victory upon victory upon victory, who is always on top. So what is his test? What is the test when you're always on top? What is the test when you're always victorious? The test is to show shukr. The test is to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has given you. And so whenever the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhisalam comes in the Quran, even his father, Prophet Dawud alayhisalam, always the emphasis is on being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find the same emphasis in this surah as well. So these are some of the verses that we will be reciting tonight. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Izzati Amma Yasifoon, wa salamu ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.